Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said right here on 590 The Fan. And when I say results for everybody, I mean everybody. We want to thank Club Fitness for being a sponsor of She Said, He Said. They've been around for 25-plus years, family-owned business serving St. Louis since 1983. They have some of the most outstanding fitness facilities in the area, including the newest one that's out there on Highway K in O'Fallon, yes, which we love completely. And
it's our country club.
It is a country club. It's so put together so well. And the staff out there is the friendliest. They have everything. You know what? You're looking for something to do with your child? Take them to Club Fitness, because guess what? They have a place for them as well at Club Fitness where you can take them, give them over to the fine staff there. They will
hand them over.
They will take care of them, and you will be able to go out and work out in a great facility. Club Fitness, 700 plus group classes for you to take, yoga, Zumba, Pilates. Club Fitness. You can go to clubfitness.us.
Yep.
.com.
Yeah.
And find out more about the classes. And right now we have in the studio Jennifer Mullux for the Metamorphosis Gala that's coming out at the Butterfly House. How you doing, Jennifer?
Oh, awesome. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. You're so cute. You're a little bit. We go to take a picture of her and she's got perfect pose. It's like she practiced that because that was really good.
Well, I have 10-year-old twins, so we usually hit the Snapchat pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
So I have my selfie face down pretty good.
You have twins?
I do. Yeah. One.
How old are they?
10 years old.
And you're still smiling?
I am. Yeah.
Have they been to the principal's office yet?
Not. I mean, maybe more about. They're sort of bully reporters.
That's
my daughter
awesome.
Was at the principal's office earlier this year.
But telling on someone.
Telling on someone.
Good.
And she was sort of the middle person. So
keep her telling.
Yeah. So one little friend was being picked on and by another friend, and they tried to resolve it outside of the principal's office. And my daughter was like, let's go to the counselors. Let's go to the principal's office. So
thank goodness for that's wonderful. Bullying. Yeah. Gosh, how can we just get that to stop?
I know. As they're entering those tween years and stuff, I'm just trying to revert back to like, what was it like when I was a kid? And, you know, and what's just normal growing pains and when do we need to intervene? So,
I know.
You know what I love about twins? You only have to carry one picture.
That's true.
The other one looks just like them.
Gordon.
Yeah, they're usually on the same side.
You wait for a moment for his stupid jokes.
Well, unfortunately, they're actually boy and girl, so
and
they're not identical.
Yeah,
she needs two pictures, Gordon.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I do, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. So the Butterfly House, I mean, is just such a great place. I've been there for a wedding. We took our pictures there for the magazine and merry-go-round.
Yes,
we did. The carousel, right next door. Yeah,
and going through the historical houses that are back there.
It's a fantastic place. My director always says that, you know, we're a division of the Missouri Botanical Garden, so our parents live downtown from us, and then we're part of the park because we're on long-term lease land with the park, so we're in the cul-de-sac with our in-laws. So
with your in-laws. That's perfect.
So it's all a big family, so we're very lucky, and especially the St. Louis area having something so spectacular that even on sort of a gloomy day like today, you could go into the conservatory of the Butterfly House, even when it's gloomy outside in the summer or bitter cold in the winter, and escape to a tropical paradise.
It's not too bad of an office,
that's for sure.
Tell us, you hear the gala, there's all these names for fancy galas, and yours is a Metamorphosis.
I mean, we hem and hawed about what to call this because it's a big deal. The Butterfly House is turning 20 years old. That is ancient for a nonprofit. I mean, I've been working for several nonprofits in my life, and 20 years is a big milestone. So we wanted to make sure it had the right name, but we also wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to be a stuffy gala that some people are used to, where you sit at a table, you eat veggie medley, you have a sort of a rubbery chicken, you clap every 2 seconds, you zone out, you don't know why you're clapping, but you're clapping. And this is really a fun fundraiser that we're doing here for our 20th anniversary Metamorphosis Gala, because metamorphosis, of course, butterflies go through a metamorphosis in their life cycle. But the Butterfly House, every every day goes through a metamorphosis. We're always changing. We've definitely had a metamorphosis over the past 20 years, and we're excited about what the next 20 years hold for us as well.
You know, I really like that, the whole, like you said, of the butterfly, you know, its cocoon, and there's so many great stories, you know, about metamorphosis, you know how that works.
Yeah.
And even myself, that's my, for anyone that doesn't know, I have a tattoo on my back. My back.
Butterflies have
on
a
the
really,
left side.
Yeah, butterflies have a really special place in
people's
hearts.
It's coming out of that cocoon, you know,
we hear a lot of people talk about, you know, whenever I see a butterfly, it's my grandma coming by and saying hi. Or we do
one was on the beach and we said, butterfly and angels near us.
Yeah, you know, so people just, you know, when people come in and they're like, ew, I don't like bugs, I don't like insects, and we're like, do you like butterflies? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, so we just made you a liar because you
what a
like
great
insects.
Lesson. Did you call that kid a liar? Actually,
no, it was actually an adult, so it's
good.
Okay. Yeah, they have a tougher skin, but you know, it's usually the little kids are the ones that don't have that icky factor.
You're
they
right.
haven't put it into their head yet. It's
we
usually,
do it.
The
to
adults
them.
Do it, right? Because we come with some preconceived notions, and so we really like to say too that the butterflies bring the people in, and maybe they leave with an appreciation for all creepy crawlies, things with multiple legs, giant centipedes, and hissing cockroaches. But, you know, they all have an important place in our
right.
environment and our ecosystem. And so it's a beautiful thing, but we also try to teach the importance and the conservation initiatives as well.
So important. I'm that person that lets bugs outside when they're in the house.
I know, right?
Makes me sad to think they didn't mean to get in there, right?
And they have a family, so, you know.
They have a family. That's what you have a little kid. When you are a parent and a grandparent, that's how you get kids to not kill the bugs. Is they have a family to go to, their mommy and daddy.
And it's funny, I was on the phone the other day and I had to say, oh, excuse me for a second. And I had to holler to one of our entomologists. I'm like, hey, Tad, can you come grab this stink bug in my office? It's just a random Missouri insect that's flying in my office, but it's just a normal day at the butterfly house.
So you said, sorry.
Go ahead.
You said the butterfly house has been around for 20 years and then people may not know Sophia Sachs, like how the name is in front of the butterfly house. Can you give the history of that?
So actually, that was a naming opportunity. So the Sachs family gave a large donation back in the mid to late 90s when the butterfly house was opening, and they had the naming rights. And so it's for their matriarch of the family, Sophia M. Sachs. And so they honor her mom, their mom that way. And then one of our founders that really sort of came to fruition, the Butterfly House did, because of her vision, was Evelyn Newman. And so a lot of people listening know her name because she had her hand in a lot of different nonprofit and projects throughout the St. Louis region. And so she actually, in the 90s, went to visit Thailand and saw a butterfly house, came back and was like, St. Louis needs one of these.
Wow.
But it's not that easy. She went to different organizations throughout the city to say, hey, do you want to help me with this? Help me with this. And people were kind of like, I don't know. And so she just did it herself. So she grabbed some friends and some local support, and they got it off the ground, and it opened in 1998. And it's spectacular. So we're so proud. We became a division of the Missouri Botanical Garden in 2001. And Evelyn was part of that to make that happen as well. And so it's such an honor to be able to carry on her vision of what she saw on a vacation to now every day. People get to come in and see these ambassadors to their wild cousins and maybe leave with a little bit more appreciation of when they have those plastic straws and, you know, what their impact on the environment does.
Mm-hmm.
How many different species of butterflies do you have?
Yeah, so we have anywhere from 50 to 80 different species of butterflies, and they all come to us from outside of the United States. So they all have to get shipped to us from sustainable butterfly farms.
How does that process
happen?
It's
a pretty spectacular process, and that's why, that's a great question, because that's what we want to hopefully accomplish with this Metamorphosis Gala. We're fundraising for a new entomology lab because they are in a space about half the size of your studio right now, and they bring in about 40,000 chrysalids every single year. So we'll hit 1 million chrysalids this year over the course of the 20 years. And, you know, they come in twice a week, hundreds of them. And they have to get inspected and pinned so that they represent like they're hanging from a leaf. Then they emerge. They get their wings dried naturally. Then they get released into the conservatory. And this happens every single day.
So it's not easy.
It's not easy. We have one full-time entomologist and then two entomologists also on staff that share their time between entomology and other duties at the butterfly house. And, you know, they're in a really small space. And so these butterflies, they come in shipped overnight. They get inspected in Denver to make sure that there's all customs issues as well. So it's quite the process. But that story is not easily told when you just come for a visit and you take a few pictures of the butterflies. So we really want to fundraise for not only more workspace for our entomologists to work in, because not in addition to the collection of butterflies, but they also have hundreds of invertebrates, so cockroaches and millipedes and jungle nymphs living in this 180 square foot lab. And so we're going to expand it and then also make it an interactive exhibit. So if you come and you attend our Metamorphosis Gala, you'll actually get to see the unveiling of the rendering of the lab. And so we're very excited. We have some great lead gifts so far. We're still fundraising for it with the hopes that we break ground on that new entomology lab in November of next year.
Wow. So, okay. So on the event, so we can make sure everybody understands what's going to be going on. We want to make sure where they can get tickets at.
Yeah.
So if they'd like to donate.
Right. There's a lot of great, partners that, that you'll be able to see. You'll be able to buy raffle tickets to a Chicago Escape if you're not going to be able to make the event, but you can find all this information on our website. And we have a specific site just for the gala. So it's butterflyhouse.org/gala.
Okay.
And it's got all of that in there, but you can even get a sneak peek of our silent auction and start bidding online probably later this afternoon, but you can start sneak peeking on there. But you can buy raffle tickets. You don't have to be present to be there. And then you also can get your ticket. So it's $125 for the ticket, and that's if you're a member of the Missouri Botanical Garden. If you're not a member of the Missouri Botanical Garden, then it's $150. And what's awesome is that you'll see our list of partners on our website. All but $50 of that ticket goes to the fundraising.
Now, this says that this is going to be a celebration, Roaring 20s.
Yeah, so on
so
June
will the
23rd,
guests be dressed
yeah.
as roaring? Can't say the word.
It's hard. Yeah, we're going to roar out of the first 20 and roar into the next. So it does have a roaring 20s theme.
Oh.
We're actually going to, we actually say it's cocktail attire with a 1920s flair. So that could just be a little bejeweled headband, or it can be a whole zoot suit, whatever you want to make it. But it's June 23rd from 7 to 10. We only have 250 tickets that we're going to sell. And you can also see online how you can buy a table. And so we're getting a lot of individuals or corporate sponsors that want to be a lace wing sponsor. And for $2,000, you get a table of eight and be able to use that as a tax deduction as
and
well.
And where will the tables in the gala be set
yes,
up actually
so
there?
We have a VIP area. If you've been to the Butterfly House, we have this beautiful pollinator native garden. And so a lot of the food stations and the bars will be set up throughout the outdoor native garden. It's where we have a lot of our weddings and things. And we'll have a VIP area on our lakeside terrace where you'll be able to have your table and then have a private catering station back there as well. But it's going to be spectacular.
And, we're excited. We'll be there.
Yeah. I mean, and it's the silent auction items are spectacular. One of our favorites is that, I shouldn't say that, right? But we have all of our favorites. But one of the most spectacular ones is local chef Gerard Kraft, who's a James Beard Award-winning chef. And then sommelier Michael Kennedy will actually be able, you can bid and win a private dinner at your home for 12.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, so we're so excited about it. And we kept the silent auction really close-knit because we wanted really spectacular items. And the whole gala is going to be fun. I mean, there's going to be macaws there from the World Bird Sanctuary and a photo booth and a Rolls Royce and, you know, all sorts of fun, extravagant things just to make you feel a little special and fancy that day, and goes for a good cause.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer Mullix, you are the assistant director.
I
want to make sure the right title there with the Butterfly House.
Yeah.
And we love it there. We can't wait for the event. It's really something different and unique than
it
the
is.
Typical gala, which is really exciting. Not that other galas aren't great, but it's always fun when there's just something a little bit different to it.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to drag people to things, right?
No, no. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. So we are excited to be there. Nothing better than, I mean, I can remember as a kid, or as my children when they were kids, and having those, you could purchase the butterfly kits where you could actually have your butterflies come out of the cocoon right
there,
in your own home.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things too that we just started an Adopt a Butterfly program.
Oh, great.
And you can actually help us release butterflies into our conservatory as part of the Adopt a Butterfly. So we've been having some really fun experiences with that. People come in when they're on spring break and they just do it on the spot, or they reserve it, you know, as part of their wedding or a child's birthday, or grandma's in town and she's celebrating 90 or something. So it's again, always evolving, always having a metamorphosis.
And of course, we can find out about all of this online at thebutterflyhouse.org.
Yeah, butterflyhouse.org. And if you want to go directly to the gala information, just add that /gala.
Perfect. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We'll make sure to put the event on the She Said, He Said show page on Facebook too.
Awesome.
And Twitter and everywhere else we can share it. And of course, if you pick up the latest edition of Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine, which in all honesty, you can't just pick it up everywhere because it's mailed to 13,000 homes, but there are some areas that you can find it locally there in Chesterfield. But you can go to ChesterfieldLifestyle.com, and the magazine's there in full flesh to read. Online, you can find out too about the Metamorphosis Gala too. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. Coming up next, we are going to find out about the late night catechism, which is going to be at the Westport Playhouse, a great funny event. We're going to be talking to Sister Mary. We're going to see what she has to say right here on 590 The Fan.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing, this neighbor bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring.